Today's show is going to talk about force. And I think if force compulsion is the essence of a class system, and I think it can be shown that it is readily, we are not going to get to our future freedom unless we renounce it. Force must be divorced from our lives. And that means being done not just with class, not just with capitalism, but with utilitarianism, the mindset of making use of and taking without thought of thanks, without thought of who comes after or before or the earth outside our door, without a thought given to our future vision. Capitalism as ideology, I've been saying in recent shows, has a lot of appeal for a lot of the professional left. But it's essentially an ideology that legitimates putting us, we the people, to work. A belief in capitalism as ideology essentially is a belief in the notion that the market, free or otherwise, is necessary to, quote, develop the productive forces, unquote. And that is simultaneously a belief in the necessity, quote, unquote, of leashing we the people, for it is we at base who, in fact, are these productive forces that the professional left pretends to give their allegiance to, when in truth, their sole allegiance, I think, is to power, to the mission of putting us to work. Polanyi, I just wanted once again to thank that this anonymous person on the street who, when I was hawking books, said to me, "You're talking about the Panopticon." And I said, "What are you talking about?" And he said, "Foucault, this is Foucault, right?" And I can't tell you, and no, it wasn't. Anyway, so many people were saying to me that you must be talking about Foucault. I decided I better go back and check him out again. But that young man who said that, "You're talking about the Panopticon," was enormously helpful for me, because it enabled me to sort of focus on that piece, because I did not have Foucault's book, Discipline and Punish, and his chapter on panopticonism is, I think, very helpful, despite the fact that I think he too is stuck in this notion of stages of evolution of the human whatever that I guess we can thank Hegel for. And so now I'm feeling gratitude for Michel Foucault because of his focusing us on Jeremy Bentham. In order to make the case that force is the essence of a class system, I believe Karl Polanyi is essential reading, The Great Transformation. And on this issue of pauperism, I'm going to read something from him, from The Great Transformation, which will be a bit long, so please be patient. Quote, "Local authorities of the early 19th century England were gladly taking advantage of the unexpected demand of the cotton mills for destitute children, whose apprenticing was left to the care of the parish. Many hundreds were indented with manufacturers, often in distant parts of the parish. Adults were assigned to any employer who would take them for their keep. From the administrative angle, this meant that the more persistent and more minutely detailed authority of the employer took the place of the government's and the parish's enforcement of work." And pausing for a moment, this is another way of saying that power, force, coercion, and enforcement hides in the market. Continuing, "Labor should be dealt with," and he's speaking here in the voice of the pundit of the day of the, you know, early 19th century England, "labor should be dealt with as that which it was, a commodity which must find its price in the market. The laws of commerce were the laws of nature, and consequently the laws of God. To the politician and administrator, laissez-faire was simply a principle of the insurance of law and order with the minimum cost and effort. Let the market be given charge of the poor, and things will look after themselves, it was thought." It was on this point that Bentham, the rationalist, agreed with Burke, the traditionalist. "The calculus of pain and pleasure required that no avoidable pain should be inflicted if hunger would do the job." if hunger would do the job, no other penalty was needed. To the question, what can the law do relative to subsistence? Bentham answered, nothing directly. Poverty was nature surviving in society. Its physical sanction was hunger. Quote, the force of the physical sanction being sufficient, the employment of the political sanction would be superfluous, unquote. One of the articles I want to help unpack is an article which proclaimed that the nation state was no longer necessary to power, obviously. I believe that that statement, that the nation state is no longer necessary, combined with our earlier point that the state was needed to compel us to come in, to compel all of us to be part of a single global economic system. And that if we in fact are all in, and if in fact scarcity is made universal, then we are living perhaps the global manifestation of this point. Quote, the force of the physical sanction being sufficient, the employment of the political sanction would be superfluous, unquote. Polanyi says, all that was needed was, quoting Bentham, the scientific and economical, unquote, treatment of the poor. Bentham believed, unquote, Bentham believed that poverty was part of plenty, and that the task of the government was to increase want, hunger, in order to make the physical sanction of hunger effective.